All right, get back on the winning track. That's what the Lakers did tonight. We probably will not be marching down Figueroa after an 8-point victory against the New York Knicks, but it is a win for the Lakers. And after that loss to the Boston Celtics, it gets them back to 35-9. Has you now, has you 2-1 on this road trip so far, and you got two more games left. The next two games for the Lakers. So you beat the Houston Rockets. You took care of business there. You obviously lost to the Boston Celtics. Now you beat the New York Knicks. Let's see what the Lakers can do these next two games. Brooklyn on Wednesday, Brooklyn on Thursday, and then the, as I said it 35 times already, on Saturday you play the Philadelphia 76ers. Drew a blank there. 100-92, the final score. Couple things kind of stand out in this game, but I want to just start real quick. Anthony Davis. Let's talk about AD for a quick second. AD missed five games. He didn't look good in that game against the Boston Celtics, and I think it was understandable. Tonight, he looked more like Anthony Davis. By the way, AD only took 14 shots. I don't know about you guys. I want to see AD take 20 shots a game. And Anthony Davis is one of those players where you want to see him as active as possible on both ends of the court. We know what he's going to do on the defensive side. I think that's where the Lakers missed him most. He had two blocks and one steal so far in this game against the New York Knicks. That's only going to improve. AD on defense is much more valuable than Anthony Davis on offense, and Anthony Davis is incredibly valuable on offense. Just, it's a compliment to what he does on the defensive side. So with all that in mind, it was nice to see AD look like the player that he is, one of the top five players in the NBA tonight. 28 points off just 14 shots, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. Not too many big men can accomplish or have the skill set that Anthony Davis has. Not too many big men can walk up to the free throw line and shoot 85% plus. That's what AD did tonight. I'm not trying to sit back and say that the Lakers just took on the Milwaukee Bucks or the Clippers, because we know they didn't. But I wanted to highlight Anthony Davis. This wasn't a win that, you know, you and I are going to look at and say, oh man, what an impressive win. No, you just took care of business. Should have won by double digits. You didn't. You played much better defense than you did against the Boston Celtics. Some of that because you played good defense. The other part of it is because the Knicks are just not a good basketball team. But to be impressive, go grab these next two road games. How about this? To be impressive, go grab these next four games that you have left in the month of January. The Nets, the Sixers, the Clippers, and the Portland Trailblazers. You do that, that would be impressive. But tonight is just one step closer to accomplishing whatever that goal is and kind of furthering yourself from the rest of the pack in the Western Conference. Fantasy Springs caller of the game. You guys know how this works. Need a break from the everyday. Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Visit fantasyspringsresort.com to book today. This is a question I'll put out there for Laker fans. What do you think of AD's performance tonight? How much more aggressive do you want him to be? He had 28 points tonight, took 14 shots, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. You want to talk about some of these bench players, the role players. How about that game against the Brooklyn Nets coming up tomorrow? Or how about the final four games left on this schedule for the month of January? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Something stuck out to me with Michael Thompson in the pregame show. So we're talking about some of the losses that the Lakers have had. And I thought he had such a good point where, kind of in a nutshell, he said, it's great where we are. It's great what our regular season record looks like. But what does it all mean if you're not taking care of some of these elite teams? And, you know, he kind of threw it back at me. He said, you don't think right now if we had beat the Celtics on the road, the Bucks on the road, and the Clippers twice, you don't think we'd be running around with our chest out saying, yeah, but how about the elite of the elite? What did the Lakers do to them? We have beat the Miami Heat twice, so those are elite teams. We have taken care of, beat the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz, I mean, Dallas Mavericks, the Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City. We've beat playoff teams, but the elite of the elite is what he said. So if you agree with Michael Thompson on that, or you think that, you know what, this 35-9 record, you got to beat a lot of good teams to get there, and the Lakers have done that, feel free to have that conversation as well. All right, real quick, head coach Frank Vogel inside of the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, on the Lakers' 100-92 victory over the Knicks.
Hey, Frank, AD said you really wanted to be aggressive tonight, gets to the free throw line 13 times. So what did you see from him setting the tone on that end and how that balanced you guys out a little?
Yeah, he was unbelievable tonight. You know, 28 points in 30 minutes. You know, still getting his legs under him a little bit from the time being out. But, you know, just ultra-aggressive, initiating contact on his drives and his post-ups and finishing and getting to the line.
It seemed like the pace was a little slower tonight, but what did you see defensively from your team and trying to limit the Knicks?
Good in the second half, bad in the first half. You know, I mean, I would say bad in the first half. We just weren't making them uncomfortable enough and, you know, taking the fight to them enough, you know, and you know, it was a tie score, and you know, we just knew we had another gear to get to in order to secure this victory. And you know, I credit our guys. I think they shot about 34% or something like that in the second half. LeBron in particular, not only five steals, but he had several other plays where you know, he just busted up the rhythm of their offense with a deflection or something like that, and you know, a denial. And you know, he gets game ball on that end of the floor, you know, for what he did on the defensive end.
What was your impression of the energy level throughout the game?
Both ways, or just our energy level? I thought we were better as the game went on. You know, I think it was okay in the first half, but, you know, not good enough to get a road win. And, you know, I think we changed it in the second half and picked up a level.
Frank, in the second half of LeBron, it seemed like you made a more of a concerted effort to pass. Was that anything you just talked about, or did that just kind of
No, AD was going a little bit, and you know, he's always going to be hitting ahead, you know, looking to advance the ball. So there's a lot of situations like that, and you know, AD kept scoring in the post, so we're getting him involved.
He's passing at a rate, assist rate that he's never had before. It's pretty historic, just even for his age. Do you think that's helped kind of take some of the pressure off of him to go inside and bang and stuff like this, that he's been able to be such an effective shooter?
Yeah, for sure. You know, not that he needs it. I mean, the guy can still do it all, you know, and he can bang down low. He can attack the basket relentlessly, you know, but he's got weapons around him, you know, and, you know, they didn't always give him the payoff tonight, you know, when he fed them either at the rim or at the three-point line. But, you know, he knows he's got some firepower, and, you know, he's using his passing skills to his, you know, best of his ability.
All right, that's head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? You need to call the Wallace Firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. My guy, Brad Wallace, and the attorneys at the Wallace Firm will fight relentlessly to get the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. No win, no fee, so Wallace can win for you. Your guys' phone calls when we come back, 877-710-ESPN, if you want to be a part of the post-game show. We'll also hear from LeBron James, so we'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Lakers post-game show on ESPN LA 710.
Here is Frank Ntilikina down the middle all the way. Tried to dunk on Dwight Howard, and Howard blocked the dunk. It goes off Dwight out of bounds, but that's the second Lakers center to block a dunk in less than a week. JaVale McGee did it the other night against Orlando, against Aaron Gordon, and now Dwight Howard does it here at the Garden.
Block of the Game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk. Dwight had 3 blocks in the game. Lakers had 8 blocks total in the game. They also had 13 steals. So defensively for the Lakers, definitely thought it was impressive. All right, let's hear from some Laker fans. This is what we do. Post-game show, we talk, we hear from the players, we hear from the coaches, but of course we want to hear from you guys as well. Let's start off with Javier in Pasadena. Javier, you're on the Lakers post-game show.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, man.
Just touching on the subject of what Michael Thompson did in the pregame show, it's important to really to win these crucial games. Yeah, we beat the Heat, but against the 76ers and against the Clippers coming up, we really need to show that this team can really beat the elite teams. We got our butts kicked against the Celtics, and we got our butts kicked against the Bucks, and we really need to show that Kyle Kuzma and these guys that we have currently could win the whole thing. If not, then, you know, they got to start looking at a trade. But it's important. It's definitely important that we got to show that these teams, the elite of the elite, that we're part of that, and we can beat them and beat them pretty consistently, not just in spurts.
Well, I'll say this, Javier. When people say oh, well, you know, it's just the regular season. No, the regular season is your gauge. The regular season is how you figure out. The Denver Nuggets know right now they can't beat the Lakers in a seven-game set. So unless they go make some kind of a deal, I don't think they got a chance against the Lakers. You know how we know that? Because we're playing them in the regular season. That should be a gauge. Same thing, I think, with the Utah Jazz. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Boston Celtics. And I don't even know if I should be putting Boston in that category. I don't think Boston's coming out of the East unless they make some type of a deal or they have a crazy run in the postseason. But it means something against these teams. Look, what was tonight? Tonight wasn't anything impressive. You're supposed to beat the New York Knicks. That's not a shocker. Nobody's going to sit back here. Anybody that calls into the postgame show, there's no celebration. It's okay. You took care of business. You want to be impressive? Go win against Brooklyn tomorrow. Handle business against the Philadelphia 76ers. Take care of business handily against the Los Angeles Clippers coming up on Tuesday, and then close out the month against the Portland Trailblazers. Do that. That's a different story. I do think that there is importance of beating teams that are the elite of the elite, because the bar that you have set is on the top. There is no other bar. You're either winning a championship or you're not. Alex in Hollywood, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Alex.
First, I want to say I love your show. I listen to you guys all the time. Second thing is, I just wanted to point out, yeah, we lost to the Celtics, but at the same time, it's a game in January. We won 35 games this year. Mm-hmm. That's the same amount that we won 2 years ago. We were 35 and 47. So my point is that, yeah, I get it. These games are important, but at the same time, like, most athletes, they're all human. They're going to be up for some games. They're going to be down for others. And every now and then, you're going to run into a game like the Celtics where it's not that the Celtics were that much better. It's just that the Celtics, you know, that the Lakers just had an off day. And I think
Alex, it happens. Look, by the way, the 35 win part, appreciate you calling in the postgame show. You're right about the 35 wins. But here's the difference this year. Expectations are not the expectations they were for the last couple of years. Who cares what we did the last 2 years? Last 2 years, the expectation wasn't to go win an NBA championship. That's a big difference. And I think the thing that irks a lot of Laker fans about that game against the Celtics, you didn't lose by 7 or 8 points. This wasn't, man, if we'd have just not had that stretch in the fourth quarter where they went on a 6-0 run and that was the difference of the game. No, that wasn't the case. The Lakers lost by 32 to the Celtics. I'm not going to say it says a lot, because I don't think it tells the whole picture. And I think the next time the Lakers play the Celtics here at Staples Center will be a different story. And the next time the Lakers play the Bucks here at Staples Center, it's going to be a different story. And then we'll find out about the Clippers game coming up on Tuesday. But I value these regular season games. I do think they're important barometers. I do think it gives you a great idea of how do you match up against that team. And it is a critical point for the Lakers right now, because in the next 2 weeks, if you feel like you don't have enough to win a chip, or it's too much of a gamble going with just the team that you have, that trade deadline can pass, the buyout market can kind of dry out, I guess you can say, and then we figure out where the Lakers are from there. But 35 and 9, nobody's complaining about the record, and getting this win against the New York Knicks was obviously just a nice win to have under your belt, but there's still so much more to accomplish. Jeff in Temple City. Jeff, you're on the Lakers Pulse Game Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I got two things. First, let's not mess with the chemistry. Keep hearing that, hey, we're going to trade Kuz and Cousins here, there. Everything's good. We're like a locomotive right now. Leave it alone. And number two, I think you need to start resting one or the other. You rest, LeBron, you rest AD on when you're playing lesser teams so they're ready for the playoffs. If you're going to play the San Diego Clippers, then you got to play them both. But I think it's time to kind of give them a breath and let them rest.
You know the problem. You know the problem, Jeff. I think the danger of resting either one of those guys is you'll probably lose a lot of those games. I'll tell you this: you try and rest LeBron James, this is a completely different team. Now maybe you have a big enough lead In the next couple of months, where it's not going to matter as much. You can do it in late March. You can do it in April. I know this, the Clippers and I believe the Nuggets, both lost tonight. I know the Clippers lost, but I think the Nuggets were down big as well to Houston. So I think if both of those teams lost, it gives you just a little bit more cushion. And, down the road, I think as the season progresses, we'll see how the Lakers kind of strategize with those two players. All right, let's hear from LeBron James coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers do win the Points in the Paint battle, 42-36. Not just offensively, the Lakers, I'll say this, defensively for the Lakers is how they won this game, but it's good for them to dominate in the paint because that's typically a stat that the Lakers do win. By the way, LeBron James, the 21 points, the 6 rebounds, the 5 assists, that's just part of his stat line. He also had 5 steals. Here's LBJ, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, in the locker room.
All right, LeBron, Frank said that you got the defensive game ball tonight, 5 steals, just generally disrupting stuff in the paint. What were you seeing and trying to impact on that side of the floor tonight?
All right, my man, don't do that. Just trying to be in a position where I can help my team be successful on the defensive end. You know, it was a slow-paced game, so, you know, defensive stance was very key to our success tonight. And just trying to be the communicator, being the air read of the team, being able to see things. Bark out calls and be able to make plays, and you know, I was able to make a couple.
You start 8 of 9 from the field efficiently on offense, and then down the stretch it looked like AD was having an advantage, kept getting to the free throw line. What did you see getting him back in rhythm tonight?
That's what we want. You know, we want to be well balanced, and we was able to do that tonight. You know, I tried to start off the game being aggressive. I was able to get myself going, and then you know, AD was able to you know, facilitate down the stretch, and it was good basketball.
Ron, what changed the tempo of the game? You guys very defensive, both teams very close. Third quarter, you guys kind of started pulling away. What changed about that time?
Well, we continued to get defensive stops that allowed us to get out and run a little bit. We executed a lot better in that third quarter, but I think it was the defensive stops that allowed us to get out in the early break.
How have you felt about the sort of chemistry, on-court chemistry in the last two games for the team?
What do you mean?
I
feel great. Feel great.
Just in sort of some offensively, maybe just some possessions where it seems like the offense has sputtered a little bit.
No. I mean, listen, we had a bum game in Boston, but I feel great. Our chemistry on the court is always great because how much we get along off the floor.
LeBron, is it still special?
Say it again? Yeah, I was more of a facilitator in the second half. You know, wanted to try to get AD going. He looked a little out of rhythm in the first half, so you know, it was a point of emphasis for me to come into the third quarter and in the fourth quarter to get him going. You know, so that was the difference.
LeBron, is it still special for you after all these years to come and play at Madison Square Garden?
Yep, it's probably my favorite arena in the world to play as a visitor. You know, coming here, understanding the history, the Mecca of basketball, you know, being here in the bright lights, being here in the garden, it's my favorite place to come play, so absolutely special.
With all the thoughts over the years of Knicks fans desperately wishing that you'd come here, if your son gets drafted by the Knicks one day, will you consider playing with him here?
Man, my son in the ninth grade, man. I'm trying to worry about what project you got to turn in tomorrow. That's what we worried about right now, you know, and that's what's most important. School, home, and being the best big brother he can be, so.
Kyle didn't score in the first.
Say that again?
Kyle Kuzma didn't score in the first half. He scored 10 big points in the second half. What did you like from him out there tonight?
I mean, listen, we all play the game, you know, for the better of the team, and know, Kuz missed a couple shots in the first half, but it didn't let him slow him down in the second half. He was able to get it going. He got to the rim a couple of times, got to the free throw line, and he seen the ball go through the hoop, and, you know, it was good for him.
You're getting closer to passing Kobe for the all-time scoring list. I'm just wondering, what do you think that that will mean to, you know, to do that in this new form?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it too much. It's another guy that I looked up to when I was in grade school and high school, and you know, seeing him come straight out of high school, you know, he someone that you know, I use as inspiration. I was like, wow, you know, seeing a kid 17 years old coming into the NBA and you know, trying to make an impact on a franchise, and I was like, you know, just I used that as motivation. You know, he helped me, you know, before he even knew of me, because of what he was able to do, you know. So just to be able to, at this point in my career, to share the same, you know, jersey that he wore, be with this historical franchise and just represent the purple and gold, you know, it's very humbling. It's dope. You know, Kobe's a legend. That's for damn sure.
All right, that's LBJ, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. He's not lying. Kobe is definitely a damn legend, as he put it. Let's talk about the Lakers, the Brooklyn Nets. That's coming up tomorrow. More of your guys' phone calls as well. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Lakers over the Knicks, 100-92. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710. Congratulations to our mobile wash winner tonight, Brandon Hitachi. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download mobile wash now and use promo ESPN LA to save. All right, so Lakers beat up on the Knicks, game in single digits, 100-92. They got the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow. The Nets, by the way, if you look at the standings are as interesting as they come. So I was mentioning this. The Clippers lost tonight. I don't think they played anybody, by the way. That game was at Atlanta. Denver got blown out by the Houston Rockets. So the Lakers now back to a 4.5 game lead in the Western Conference. So Lakers drop one or they lose two or three. You always got these teams kind of fighting against each other, beating each other up in the Western Conference. So the Lakers still have that 4.5 game lead. Saul in San Fernando Valley, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Saul.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Hey, appreciate you calling in.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. The only thing I was going to say, boss, is, you know, us Lakers fans, we need to do what Aaron Rodgers said, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Mm-hmm. We got some luxury issues that we got. We're first in the West. Yes, we haven't beat the top three.
Real quick, but Aaron Rodgers just lost in the playoffs.
I know that might not be the best example, but you know.
No, I know what you're saying, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so we got that luxury issue. You know, we're pretty much one of the best teams in the NBA. Mm-hmm. The only issue that I have is sometimes I don't like when Anthony Davis takes a little passive role. The shot clock's going down. I know he stands in the corner. Yeah, mm-hmm. LeBron drives in sometimes and kicks it out to him. What I want to see is have him go and get the ball with confidence. Make some plays for your teammates. You know, that's the thing that I want. And also,
and he has that skill set, right? I mean, it's not like AD can't be a playmaker. It's not like AD. I know what you're talking about. Sometimes he becomes, all right, LBJ's got the ball. Let me get out of the way. You don't want to see that.
And then the luxury we have with him is if he drives in and gets contact, he's an 85% plus free throw shooter. So at least we know that we're going to get some buckets. We're going to get some points. And if they're taking, if they got the momentum on their side, then at least he can calm that down or even give it to him in the post and let him go to work. Bring that confidence up. Let him be the beast that he is. Cause the only other player that I see that can compete with them is, Giannis. And at that point, I mean, it's up to you who you want to take. So that's the only thing I was going to say. Let's relax all these false narratives. We're number one in the West. We got a good lead. Let's keep it going.
Appreciate you calling in, Saul. Look, sometimes I fall into that narrative. The narrative I fall into is this. Lakers won tonight. Okay, great. What are you going to do tomorrow against Brooklyn? And then Philly coming up on Saturday, then the Clippers coming up on Tuesday, and then close out the month against Portland. I'd love to see the Lakers obviously close out this month 4-0. And I think that would send a message because there's some competition. I don't know if Embiid's going to go in that game on Saturday. I hope he does. I'd love to see the Lakers going up against a full strength Philadelphia 76ers team. And then we don't know what's going to happen to the Clippers, too. Clippers, they could play Paul George. They could not. I think tonight, Jesse was mentioning to me, no Paul George tonight, no Kawhi Leonard. I don't think Lou Williams went. So they were pretty much playing with just a bunch of role players, and they lost to the Atlanta Hawks. So I don't know what kind of roster we're going to get from the Los Angeles Clippers. All right, real quick, Kuzma on the night had 10 points for the Lakers, shot 4 of 10 from the field, also had 7 rebounds and 2 block shots. And if you didn't see his gear coming into the Madison Square Garden, make sure you watch it on Spectrum or on ESPN. Here's Kuzma inside the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
AD sat out almost 2 weeks, and then in the game a couple nights ago, early foul trouble, not a lot of continuity for him. It's good as his teammate to see him do what he was doing tonight.
He missed 2 weeks, 5 games, whatever you want to say. And, you know, anytime you miss that long of a time but not really doing nothing, you kind of just throw yourself in the fire. You know, it's tough to get back to the level of play that he was playing at, but he did a great job tonight, you know, attacking, not really settling, hitting timely shots. You know, he always plays defense. So
when he and LeBron are the same lineup, everyone's healthy, you guys are rolling, you guys are tough to beat, aren't you?
Tonight, you know, kind of just really showed, down the stretch in the fourth, you know, we just did a great job of, you know, getting stops and figuring out how to, you know, find ways to score offensively.
How about Dwight in the dunk contest? A lot of reporters just talking to him about that over there.
It's exciting. I think it's just pretty cool for his whole redemption and everything that he's been through. Going back to years ago, Superman dunks in the dunk contest, and now, you know, he's coming back, and he said he wants to win for the old head. So I think it's pretty cool.
You gonna help him? Any suggestions?
Not really, because you know I'm not really a passer to pass for dunks. So nah. Not at all. I watch. I'll support like that.
I like the support there, Kyle Kuzma. Kuz had 10 points. Lakers taking on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow. Nets are sitting at 18-24. So this is another team. They've lost 4 games in a row. I know people want to give them probably more respect than they deserve just because Kyrie Irving's on the team. You have some players that can put up buckets for the Brooklyn Nets. The reality is, it's still another one of those games where we should be sitting here 24 hours from now having the same conversation about, okay, Lakers took care of the Nets. Let's move on to the next game. Lakers, tomorrow will be an extended pregame show, by the way. So pregame show starts at 3:00. Game doesn't tip off until 5:00. So about a half hour extra from a pregame show perspective. So make sure to tune into our broadcast. And we'll see how the Lakers look. This is a Brooklyn Nets team. We faced them twice in the preseason. I think we lost both of those games in the preseason. The rest of the preseason games were against the Golden State Warriors. And Brooklyn actually played the Lakers tough, which is a little surprising. You wouldn't have expected that, but that's preseason. Regular season now. Let's see how the Lakers respond there. We obviously know they're staying there in New York. Couple quick thank yous. Thank you to Rebecca Womble, Jesse Lopez, and Michael Funches. Download the Lakers Talk podcast on the ESPN app or iTunes. So this post-game show, if you miss any part of it, you can download it on the ESPN app or iTunes. Soccer Weekly is coming up next. It's an LAFC training camp special interview with the players. Dave Denholm will obviously walk you through all that. Appreciate you guys tuning into the Lakers post-game show on ESPN LA 710.